The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday, June 12th edition. Damn, it's got to be one of my favorite days of the year. Welcome to it.
Hey, Crudy, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Rich working hard on the board, getting the sound, taking your calls at 844-967-2789. And I know it's your birthday, so I got a feeling that we're going to have to lean on the audience a little bit today because I'm not sure how much prep Crudy actually did today, but happy birthday, man.
Well, I did drive up here to central Wisconsin, north central Wisconsin, and I did consume an enormous amount of right-wing talk radio today, Dom.
So I'm sorry to hear that. Happy birthday.
A few of my findings. But, Dom, I got to tell you, you know me. I am a political junkie. I love this stuff. And I'm a little bit enthused. Donald Trump is coming to town. It's like the Grinch coming to town. Not quite Santa, but the Grinch. And when you're in the politics business, damn, a 34-time convicted felon coming to town to darken our doorstep, but I'll be there. Dom, Trump coming to Racine, Wisconsin, Tuesday, June 18th. That's next Tuesday. I've already put in for my credentials, Dom, and I'd like to share with you and the fair audience. President Donald J. Trump to deliver remarks on Joe Biden's failed presidency at campaign event in Racine, Wisconsin. This is, as the Trump team would tell it, Dom. President Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. I don't know if he's noticed, but numerically we've moved on since then. Will deliver remarks at a campaign event in Racine, Wisconsin on Tuesday, June 18, 2024 at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dom, that's like right now. As we come on the air next Tuesday, I'll be in Racine. We'll do a Mystery Science Theater 3000. We'll absolutely trash the Trump speech. We'll have to, man. We can't play it out unobstructed, you know, body blows, rabbit punches, whatever is necessary. We'll put our spin on the speech in real time. And then, Dom, I suspect I'll have a number of Trump people that I will have met over the course of the day that we'll be able to share with you, our fair audience. You know, you might have to bring it home alone, though. You never can tell. They might, A, either trap me in the Racine facility, or B, kick me the hell out of the Racine facility before the 6 o'clock witching hour. But we'll see how it goes. I've put in for my credentials. Dom, can I count on you to join me at the Trump rally?
Probably not, man. I think, you know, one of us out in the field and one holding down the fort is probably our best bet. I mean, just technologically speaking, of course. Trump's on the road, man. He was
That's it. Keeping our options open.
Right. He's going to Detroit, Michigan on Saturday, according to the Detroit News. So Donald Trump must have got permission from his probation officer to do a little traveling around, you know, riling up the mega crowds here in the Midwest.
Well, he hasn't been to sentencing yet, Dom. They might restrict his travel at a later date, you know, maybe before the RNC, but I'm very excited about this. You know, I love this kind of stuff. And the fact that it would fall squarely in the middle of the greatest radio show ever, I mean, that's serendipity, Dom. And the fact that we will be the ones to fact check this man in real time for our friends and neighbors in the great state of Wisconsin, Dom. I think it's a service no one can serve better than us. Let me point out a few of the statements being made by the Trump campaign as they announce this big rally. Bidenomics has created suffering for families in Wisconsin, Dom, as prices soared nearly 20% since Biden took office. Well, that would be about a 5% per year inflation rate. I mean, nobody wants to pay more, but is that a terrible inflation rate if that's the worst they can say? Consumer expenses up 20% in 4 years. More than that, here's their claim. Inflation has cost the average Wisconsin family more than $22,933 over the last 4 years. And gas prices in Wisconsin have increased by over $1 per gallon under weak Joe Biden. Yeah, because Joe's out there pumping the gas at the corner. I have noted, though, gas under $3 a gallon at the Quick Trips. If it's under $3 a gallon at Quick Trip, at the big Monopoly store, that's got to be a pretty widespread expense, I would say, for the average consumer, less than $3. I would say, you know, even if it's just an intellectual barrier, when it goes under $3, it just hurts a little less. Dom, not only is life under dishonest Joe Biden more expensive, but more dangerous, he claims. Biden's pro-criminal and open border policies. I mean, did he campaign on those?
Pro-criminal, open border policies. Literally is the most pro-criminal president ever. He's been convicted 34 times with many more cases to go.
Well, it has spiked crime across Wisconsin. I mean, I guess technically the fake elector scheme was committed after Joe Biden got elected, Dom. With Milwaukee experiencing the biggest increase in shootings in the country, higher than New York and Chicago. Now, my understanding is crime is down overall, and I thought that Milwaukee had seen a real tamp down of some of that gun violence. But
that's my understanding as well. I think nationally, crime, especially violent crime, is down significantly. But don't tell that to the Trumpsters, man, because, of course, their messiah, their cult leader, is telling them something different. Don't let statistics and facts, reporting from, you know, the law enforcement agencies fool you. Perhaps it's just all deep state. But Donald Trump's selling the blue hats now because he loves the police. But don't believe, you know, their crime statistics. But buy a hat because I support the police. But go beat the hell out of the police when they don't let you, you know, overtake in the government. But buy my blue hat because I love the police. Yeah, makes total sense to me.
Again, this Trump campaign rally statement, making life even more dangerous, is an all-time shortage of police officers. In 2023, the number of officers in Wisconsin fell to 13,000, the lowest since the state began tracking police staffing in 2008. So the lowest in 15 years? Okay. President Donald Trump loves the people of Wisconsin, so he claims. I love Wisconsin. I don't care about you. I just need your vote, right?
I mean, that's the truth.
He doesn't give a damn about you. He just needs your vote.
I mean, now that he said it, you know, the media is going to give him some grief about it because he said something terrible. And how dare you take a man and hold him to the words that come out of his mouth?
Well, Dom, in that this little press release is structured with a few, at least, Trump facts. You know, I won't throw in the whole Trump voice, but maybe at the end. President Trump loves the people of Wisconsin. President Trump will ease the financial pressures placed on households and reestablish law and order in Wisconsin! Exclamation point. We can make America great again by tackling lawlessness head on, ceasing the endless flow of illegal immigrants across our southern border, and reversing the detrimental effects inflation, the detrimental effects, and reversing the detrimental effects. I'm sorry, it's not grammatical.
This is very, very, very
inflation by restoring people's wealth.
Well, okay. How are you going to reverse the detrimental effects of inflation And how are you going to restore people's wealth? I'm going to make you 6'4" and invincible. Just vote for me. Rudy, I got to tell you, I think the same errors, the same grammatical errors that we are seeing in his effort to come and sway the Wisconsin voters, well, it's the same thing when he visits Detroit on Saturday. I'll just read the last two paragraphs from that one. I received this on Monday. President Trump loves the people of Michigan and is doing what it takes to stop Joe Biden's from continuing to destroy our great nation. All right, so in that one short sentence, they have the actual grammatical errors, but you know, who's judging it? If we're talking about grammatical errors against the guy who tried to overthrow the government, but you know, details matter, right? It's also the same thing he just said in Wisconsin. Donald Trump loves the people of Michigan, is doing what it takes to stop Joe Biden's from continuing to destroy our great nation. President Trump will make America great again by tackling lawlessness head on, ceasing the endless flow of illegal immigrants across the southern border, and reversing the detrimental effects of inflation by restoring people's wealth. I got to tell you, I'm not feeling like he's, you know, making these very specific for us in Wisconsin versus the fine folks in Michigan. Seems like a cut and paste when you have the same grammatical errors and the same BS, but, you know, who am I to judge?
I will make one small point out. I was not able to enter an alternative email address for, like, civic media. I had to utilize the known email address, which I'm not giving all you people on the air right now, but,
you know, don't dox yourself on your birthday, man.
Devil's Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. I bet you could find us. You know, it's a website out there. Dom, did I point out, I got this lovely t-shirt. All you need is love. Number 10. Jordan Love, that is. I also, the beloved gave me a Jordan Love flag, Dom, for the boat, the Jordan Love boat. It's
hey, don't
there.
Fly it upside
it
down,
here.
Man.
Out there.
Don't fly it upside down.
Interestingly, I did see a trucker driving down the highway with a upside down flag, and I did have to get off of the exit, but I did take a picture of it, and I thought Trumpster for sure. But then there was a whole pledge about not to haul PFAS across the country, and I mean, there was like two paragraphs on the guy's tailgate, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have time for this. I got to get to the cabin.
I'm so it's my confused. Birthday. My stereotypes aren't working out for me right now. Folks, we are.
It was completely confusing.
Crudy was completely confused. That never happens. It's only on his birthday. Join us, 844-967-2789. We got some more conservatives coming to Milwaukee. We'll tell you about that next.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason. Reason things
thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join the political party on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
So, the announcement, Trump coming to Racine next Tuesday, June 18th, That'll be my, you know, little political fodder next Tuesday, Dom. You'll be absent from the rally, I feel quite confident. You barely ever go out with me anymore. But I'll go to the Trump rally. I'll do it for you people so I can crap on him from up close and personal. And I'll report back on the MAGA crew that show up at the big Racine event, Dom.
You right think Kyle Rittenhouse
how could
will
I not
be there?
It?
You think Kyle Rittenhouse is going to go? I'm very curious. You think Robin Voss is going to be there? You know, the luminaries, the leaders.
That'll be an interesting question.
Are they going to greet him at the tarmac? Is Robin Voss going to be there? Is Fitzgerald going to be there? Tom Tiffany? I'm just curious how this is all going to
flush
out in this civil war we have going on within the Republican Party.
Well, Dom, I suspect that corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman's going to be there. And you got to think Brian Stile will be fully embracive. Now, I don't know. Ron Johnson, you know, kind of does his own thing. But I would suspect Ron Johnson might be there. And you wonder if Eric Hudvey, if he can get away from California long enough to go join the former president, convicted felon Trump, who has endorsed him at the, what, the prior rally in Green Bay. But you wonder if he keeps getting the lift. And then there's also the question of the endorsed but never been kissed Janelle Branch. And that's kind of down by her neck of the woods, is it not?
I think she's more Menominee Falls.
Trump's always like supported her.
Northwest Milwaukee area. Also, who is it? The gas station, Dino gas station guy, Weed from the Green Bay area, running for Congress
from
up there.
From the NCD. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I wonder if he's going to make the trip down to go see the convicted felon. I mean, there's so many questions. Curdy, I know you'll be bird dogging it and getting us all the answers that we need.
And you'll be sitting back in the studio in the air conditioning, taking all the glory.
It's going to be
hot. Works not around
hot
here
as Nevada or Arizona, but it's going to be Wisconsin hot, which means it might be humid next week when the convict comes to town.
Only low 80s that day. It's going to be in the 90s next week overall. So, you know, there is some question, but that day, low 80s, hopefully not overly humid, because, you know, I'd hate for my hair to curl. 844-967-2789. Dom, that's not... Trump is not the only MAGA conservative coming to the great state of Wisconsin. Hell, we got a little preview of the RNC coming. Your buddy Tucker Carlson rhymes with Tucker. And Alex Jones, you met him after he got done arguing with the Westboro Baptist Church in Cleveland in 2016. You said, you think Alex Jones is bad? Wait for some Dominic. I will eat your ass. And then you got in line with the Westboro Baptist Church to argue the finer points of debate.
Hey, F those guys, man. Are you kidding me? So I'll take that all day long. Quinn Clark, Mary Spicuzza reporting here locally at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Pfizer Forum facing criticism after announcing it will host former Fox News personality. Is that what he is? Tucker Carlson on a national
Putin
tour.
Puppet.
This September, featuring conspiracy theorist Alex Jones as a special guest. He's the opening act, perhaps. Now, the arena social media accounts originally said both Carlson and InfoWars founder Jones are coming to Pfizer Forum on September 16th. However, by late afternoon Tuesday, the caption on its Instagram post had been edited to remove mention of Jones, and its post on the social platform X had been deleted. Carlson's website still says Jones will join him and his special guest as his special guest when he visits Milwaukee. Now, Curdy, understandably, at least in my opinion, the reporting says the announcement was met with backlash on social media, with many particularly disappointed the venue would host Jones, who was ordered by a jury to pay $1.5 billion to Sandy Hook victims' families after he promoted conspiracy theories that the elementary school shooting was a hoax. Now, Curdy, as a side, I did see some reporting that those kids, the survivors of that massacre, graduated high school this week. The General Sutler goes on, extremism experts warned of dangers of amplifying the voices of conspiracy theorists like Jones, who used his InfoWars shows to promote theories like Pizzagate, which falsely accused Hillary Clinton of being involved in a child sex trafficking ring in the basement of a pizzeria, because that makes total sense, or the claims that yogurt company...
When you said...
Yes.
When you said falsely, I hoped you air quoted, like falsely claims, yeah. Air quotes.
The yogurt company Chobani was importing migrant rapists, which he later retracted to resolve a defamation lawsuit. It really is getting off the deep, primal almost, fear of this population of largely white Christian Americans who have bought into this idea that they are being replaced, said John Lewis, a research fellow for George Washington's University Program on Extremism. Now, Pfizer Forum officials declined requests for an interview and directed questions to a staffer for Carlson, who could not immediately be reached for comment. Carlson will be making more than a dozen stops on his tour with different guests in each city, including, here, get your list out, folks. Here we go. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'll write these down. Oh, MTG.
MTG, baby. Donald Trump Jr. and Megyn Kelly. His stop in Milwaukee will fall between the 2024 Republican National Convention in July and the presidential election in November. The tour's website said it is presented by Sambrosa.com and brought to you by Swan Bitcoin. Officials with those companies could not be reached immediately for comment. Oh, man. You get your tickets, Curdy? You gonna go see the Tucker?
Do they really need the Fiserv Forum for the venue? I mean, I think they could probably get by at the Corner Park, couldn't they? It'd be a little harder to control the crowd, but the Miramar Theater would probably
work. We have tons of local, independent, awesome, small venues that could host a crowd that might, you know, fill it better, but who would want to host that crowd? Apparently Fiserv, down with that.
I'm just predicting there will be no upper deck seating. Oh, come God. Back. Devil's Advocates is what you got. It's a Wednesday edition, the most special one of the year, June 12th, my favorite. For all us Geminis up in here, it's birthday week. Come back. Join the party, 844-967-2789, or join Dom in the front row at the Fiserv Forum for Tucker and Alex Jones. Maybe we'll give away tickets? Never.
I don't care about you. I just want
the Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, June 12th. My favorite, all you Geminis out there know what I mean. It's my birthday. And Dom, as I mentioned, you know, not big gifts, but heartfelt gifts from the family. I got the All You Need Is Love number 10 t-shirt. I got a giant, it's time, Jordan Love, like in a throwing position, like, a Jordan Love flag that I'm going to put on the Jordan Love boat. My wife said, are you going to? No, you might have said, are you going to fly it upside down? Yeah. Only if we lose to the Bear someday.
No, Kurt.
I also mentioned, very nice listener.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention the very nice listener, Jeff from Illinois yesterday. You know, found us in real time, the live version of us. Found a signal, the Beast of the East, 5:40 a.m., that gets all the way down there to Chicagoland and didn't have to listen to us at our time-shifted time on WCPT 8:20 a.m., but I still took the opportunity to trash talk because he's a Flatlander, and that means probably a Bears fan, and, you know, I just assumed, so, you know, I couldn't just accept the compliment on behalf of the panel. I had a ball bust and trash talk them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned it to my wife, and once again, for the 19,000th time in nearly 22 years, she just looked at me like, not angry so much as just disappointed.
Disappointed. Usually she saves the look for after sex, but, you know, what are you going to do? It comes around a lot. Curtie, you have a your Jordan Love book.
I do. Jordan. Oh, wait. One more item.
Yes.
One more item I got for the Jordan Love boat. A Green Bay Packer speaker, Bluetooth, with an FM radio. And, you know, I can take it out. It's rechargeable, so I can take it out to the boat and float around and listen to my favorite radio show, you know, when we time shift in different markets, Dom. When we time shift, I can listen to the time shift the Devil's Advocates or the Packers on the boat. You know, I look forward to it. I am a big fan. I've gone all in on this season, Dom. Yes,
you have.
Yes,
you are a fanatic. The boat and the flag. You got this awesome time is now Jordan Love flag. But you're on a no wake lake, right?
So you and really the Packer can't. Speaker.
But are you going to even see the flag? Like, it's not going to blow in the wind and going 2 miles an hour on the lake, right?
Maybe I'll just take a wire and I'll run it down the top of the flag. Just make it look like I'm going fast.
Like the fake moon landing. I
you
see,
know, like
I
when. Well, at least my team's got a quarterback in training camp, Dom, as you shared with me. Packers former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Where is this guy? Is he out tripping ayahuasca again?
Absolutely not. South America somewhere tripping balls.
He's in a cave. NFL Twitter reacts to Jets quarterback missing mandatory minicamp due to important event. It's an unexcused absence. Dom, here is my speculation. It was bantered briefly that Aaron Rodgers might be the vice presidential choice for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And obviously he rolled out some woman he had never met, but apparently she's financing the campaign. Good enough for him. But that means he's still out there and he could be Trump's vice president. Maybe he's meeting with Trump being vetted for that job, Dom.
Ooh, they are doing interviews or requesting documentation for, you know, the lucky one who would probably most likely definitely not be hung by Trump supporters. Just saying.
Or he's spending time in a cave with the witch doctor, perhaps. One or the other. Vetting for the vice president or tripping balls in a cave with a witch doctor. What do you think it is, Dom? Because nobody seems to know where the man is. Journal Sentinel article, Green Bay Packer fans don't have to worry about the whereabouts of their quarterback for the team's mandatory minicamp this week. Jordan Love is in Green Bay. That's where he should be, Dom. But New York Jet fans these days are wondering about the location of their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, after he was a no-show at the team's mandatory minicamp Tuesday for what Jets head coach Robert Saleh called an event that was very important to him. Yes. Tripping balls in a cave, Dom.
Mandatory for you, not necessarily mandatory for me. Because let me check my notes here. It was very important.
Well, maybe it's his birthday week, Dom. The 40-year-old Rodgers, who was at the team's voluntary off-season team activities this spring, won't be at the minicamp practices all week, reported the Athletics on Wednesday. That must be a paper, Dom. Saleh said Tuesday that Rodgers communicated with him about the absence ahead of time, but that it is unexcused. You've had a few of those, Dom.
Oh, yes.
I'm just taking some time. Something important? Not really.
Self and help. I mean, those you got to take care of yourself, man. Hey, let me tell you, rest is the new resistance.
Dom, I could have taken some me time in a rerun today. Yeah. Anyways, that means the former Packers quarterback will be subjected to a fine as defined by the league's collective bargaining agreement. Hope he can afford it. Fox Sports' Colin Cowherd, citing his sources, said Roger is on a vacation overseas and that the public will learn about where he's at on Thursday. What, he's going on McAfee's show? Or is he coming on this show, Dom? Not surprisingly, social media and sports talk shows pounced on the topic, which led Saleh again being asked about Rodgers on Wednesday. I'm sure the coach loves that when the player is unexcused, and each and every day the player is absent, he gets, hey, do we know where Aaron Rodgers is today?
You know, the guy that's pretty integral to your team.
Aaron and I are on the exact same page, said Saleh, who has an 18-33 record in 3 years as head coach of the Jets. This is kind of your year. You know what I'm saying? If you don't turn it around because, you know, they've sort of invested in this Aaron Rodgers, but if you can't even get this guy to show up for a mandatory minicamp, what sort of a head coach are you? I mean I'm just looking at the record, but also.
Mandatory-ish.
So, anyways, there's no issue between Aaron and his teammates. For that matter, we've addressed it yesterday, but it's more of an issue for everyone outside the building than it is inside. Now, Rodgers, not being at minicamp in June, 3 months before the season starts, likely won't have any bearing on his play. But the optics, of course, don't look good for a player who missed all but the first four plays of the 2023 season with the torn Achilles, his first with the Jets, and for someone who said this at the end of last season. The BS that has nothing to do with winning needs to be out of this building. Flush the BS! Maybe you're the BS. Maybe he's the problem, Dom. I'm glad we've got Jordan Love. That's all I'm saying. Fans and other media weren't going to forget Rodgers' own words, especially after he considered being Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vice presidential nominee in a 2024 presidential bid earlier this year. And so,
I mean, if you were to be the vice president,
there's some Twitter reaction out there in the world.
Really show up. Yeah, some of the Twitter reaction. Here's one. Aaron Rodgers takes his own advice and removes the BS that has nothing to do with winning from the building. Laughing emoji.
That seemed quite obvious to me as well. Almost too obvious to be funny, but please continue.
A lot of folks referencing the BS. If only Aaron Rodgers cared about football as much as he did conspiracy theories and anti-science, the Jets might have a fighting chance. Oh, well, same as it ever was. Oh, the poor hapless Jets. Aaron Rodgers is the one being selfish. This is ridiculous. Oh, Aaron. I know some folks think that any Aaron Rodgers criticism is about a vaccine decision from 4 years that basically only Aaron still talks about, when in reality, it's about him being one of the phoniest, most disingenuous athletes of our lifetimes. Ooh, getting kind of deep there.
Who said that about him?
Let's see. That was Nick Wright. You know, just some. It looks like a sports dude.
Nick, you might be wrong.
Come on, he's right. Full of hot air. Where in the world is Aaron Rodgers? Is the Jets QB on an ayahuasca trip? Visiting RFK Jr.? Seeing Taylor Swift? I mean, people want to know. People keep acting surprised that Aaron Rodgers is millennial Brett Favre. Ooh, Gabe Goodwin. That's a good one.
Millennial Brett Favre. That's funny.
Friendly reminder that teams don't win games in June. Teams can only lose games during this time. Oh, okay. Bakhtiari seems to, you know, give him a little bit of support to Rodgers not showing up for practice. Every day, I am so glad Aaron Rodgers is no longer a Green Bay Packer. I think, Rudy, you agree with that. Packers won the trade, and it's not even close. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who runs on his own time at the cost of his team. Sorry, Jets fans. So it goes on and on and on. You get the gist. Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers. I don't remember him being so D-baggy when he was here in Green Bay. You know, it looked like he was trying hard. I remember when he wasn't drafted, he sat there for a while, right? I feel like he got humbled a little bit. Then he had to sit there before he was able to play. And he finally broke through and had some good football. And then what, it all went to his head?
You know, he's always been an interesting player. I think he's always been very likable to the fans, to his teammates. He's the guy every game before they take the honorary team captain photos. He would photobomb that photo every single game. That guy was in like 900 consecutive team captain photos. Now, perhaps that's just because, like you, Dom, he wants to insert himself and, you know, be the most important thing, even though it's someone else's day to be honored. You know how it goes. I thought it was going to be less fat jokes, more shirt jokes today, Dom. I'm just saying. But it really has been a change. And I think it happened, you know, somewhere around the Olivia Munn breakup, where he moved on to Danica Patrick. And then he started going out with that Shailene Woodley chick. And from there, it's all been ayahuasca trips and tripping balls and weird and getting COVID lost and not being at mandatory mini camps.
Well, he's getting a pass by other professional ball players, but I would come on, man. The whole COVID scene, that thing, it's a couple years past now. That was weird. Those are some really weird, weird times. And I think a lot of people had a lot of, you know, mental difficulties dealing with that. And then, of course, then on that, for me, that's when
change a bit.
Yeah, I think when Rodgers said he was immunized, you know, that started that whole thing. I was like, wait, well, what? I mean, the fact that he even said that, no, I'm not vaccinated. I'm immunized. I took some cocaine and vitamin C, and now I'm good to go. It was just like, what, dude? I mean, if you believe it, no, not doing it, not going to do it, then say that. But don't act like you took some home remedy and you know, warmed up some water and put your face in ice and that all of a sudden you're good to go. I mean, that it was a thing. And I think that was for me when I started noticing the selfishness of a guy like Aaron Rodgers. At least it became brutally evident at that point. Happy birthday, Crudy. We got that. Turn that up a little bit, Ritz. Happy birthday. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Happy birthday, Crudy. You can join us on the party line. Like I said, I don't know what Prepper Crudy did today, but he's got something to say to you. 844-967-2789. Lots of other news coming around today. Megan Mike Johnson, well, he had all sorts of things to say. And oh yeah, by the way, if you didn't check out the Devil's Advocate Facebook page, make sure you do that. We put our event, the presidential debate watch party at the Barrymore, June 27th, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Dom and Crute and Megan are going to be on stage like an hour before the actual debate starts, hosted by CNN. Come down. It's free. Join us. Bring cash to the bar. We throw a couple of bucks in the tips for the workers. Then, you know, Crudy will take your money, too. And it's going to be a political party, no matter what. If Trump doesn't show up, then we'll see if he does. We're going to have this political party anyway. 844-967-2789.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Welcome to all the Brewers fans. Wrapping up that game, the Brewers victorious over the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4. Blue Jays made a run, couldn't get it done. Congratulations to the Brewers. Some more information coming out about specifically the RNC here in the city of Milwaukee. We'll get to some of that detail for you. Hint, no nunchucks. I mean, come on, man. Nunchucks. I love my nunchucks. I still have a practice pair of nunchucks that I bought at the mall when I was like 14. Hell, maybe 12. So we'll get to there as well. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. I am going to be in the lovely state of Minnesota on Sunday for my nephew's wedding down in Rochester, a ways away from you, though, Dave. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, fine welcome to you when you get to Minnesota.
Thank you.
Hey, you got this Trump sentencing on July 11th by a state judge in New York. And I was wondering if you can get one of your legal scholars on there. I was wondering if part of his sentencing, they could say on the New York State ballot, it must begin where they list Donald Trump. It must say convicted felon Donald Trump, Republican Party, if he gets the nomination at the convention. And then perhaps if he does that, it'll spread to other battleground states where other battleground states are passing their legislature to put that on their ballot. And then anybody who votes, they'll be reminded of this guy being a convicted felon.
I like the way you think, Dave. I think the candidate gets to kind of dictate how that is and they do their forms and how that's going to work. But people should be reminded constantly, not only of the conviction, certainly. That's the easy one, right? But, of course, the behavior and the antics and what the guy has done, not only when he was in office, but once he lost the election. I mean, and over the last, you know, a couple of years, a couple of months, it seems, Dave, and tell me your thoughts. It seems like he's getting worse and worse and worse. Not just the rhetoric, but mentally, his cognitive abilities. I saw some reporting that perhaps some people were speculating that, you know, the some of the polling on Donald Trump while he was in court were a little skewed positive because he wasn't out there blowing it up in front of a teleprompter that was, you know, not working, where he had to talk about the snake and sharks and batteries and all that. Dave, I think he's getting worse. I'm not saying Biden's getting better, but it seems like Trump's getting worse. What's your thought?
Yeah, definitely. There's been plenty of evidence that he is getting worse, and hopefully his own people in his party will realize that he can't have a hard time reading this prompter and just putting couple words together, and they'll say, hey, this guy's not going to make it. He'll be full blown dementia by the time he's 2 years in or whatever.
So, well, yeah. Good thing is what? Then all his fans will be his handlers, and they'll be what? Making the calls for him. I mean, I'm not clear what's worse: a guy like Donald Trump who's slowly, losing his mind, or a guy like Stephen Miller who would, be the marionette if Trump's sitting there drilling on himself, man.
Yeah, well, I do think we should focus on all the great things that Biden has done, as far as, and then keep focusing on the positive. What else is Biden planning on bringing to the table in his next 4 years? He's got an unfinished business, and it'd be great, I think, if we could just focus on the positive and not on the negative, because obviously, it becomes a tit for tat, and there was that Wall Street Journal article about Biden, and now that's been. Turns out that was whatever it was, fraud or something earlier in the week or whatever it was.
Oh, the hit piece. I mean, there's going to be that, Dave.
That's just going to continue. But I think some voters, if they're like these undecided, which I can't believe there's undecided people out there, I think if one side just remains positive, focuses in on what they've accomplished and what they plan to accomplish, and of course they're going to have hopefully more. Senate seats go in the blue and congressional seats to get that majority to finish the business that Biden's got underway.
I agree with you, Dave. Hopefully we can push through, get some of those undecided, and from my perspective, and given what Donald Trump has said, done, acted, his entire existence, if it was Weekend at Bernie's, if Joe Biden was comatose and someone had a do the Weekend at Bernie's and prop him up and move his mouth and, tie a rope to his hands so he could wave to the crowd, I would still vote for that guy. I would. I believe in the team around him more so than I believe in the team around Donald Trump. I believe that those around him and Joe Biden himself have the best interest or more interest of this country in their efforts than a guy like Donald Trump, who's never served anything. You could tell, he was a president, he served. Come on, man. That guy took advantage every way, shape, and form. He squeezed every dime out of every angle. That's what he does. He doesn't even have to try to do it. That's just who he is. So, of course, when he gets into a position like this where you're supposed to put the country, the Constitution, above your own personal interests, there's a conflict. And it really doesn't take much time for a guy like Donald Trump to decide what is best in these situations. Should I, in fact, support the country and support the Constitution, or should I try to pad my pockets and crush my enemies? Well, we know it. We know how it is. It's like Conan. Remember the old Conan? Arnold Schwarzenegger played Conan. Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women. Ha, ha, ha. That is good. That's the attitude, man. So don't be surprised when a guy like that gets in his hands on some power, and now he's mad. Trump's mad, and he will go after the media. He will go after his perceived political enemies. He will go after anyone who he believes has done him wrong. Hell, even his own. And that's what I think the Republicans don't quite get yet, but hopefully they won't have to. If Trump gets in, they will. Come up with us, 844-967-2789.